So finally, the topic at hand for this page, responsibility. But to whom or what? That's the big question. If you're just listening in, then that's fine. You should still get a pertinent lesson or a scrap of information from this. Anywho, the responsibility of individuals, families, and even society as a whole differs. But all three are connected in some sort of twisted love triangle. I'm going to go from individual, go my way through family, and work my way up to society from there. So, what is an individual person's responsibility to their family and to their society? And I actually think it's quite simple, honest. Individuals are expected to be caring for other family members, to listen, react for the betterment of the family, and stick up for the rest of your relatives. Of course, this isn't always the appropriate thing to do, or rather, the right thing to do. Sometimes family is less like family and more like a group of executioners. It's a sad reality for many, but I digress. Society isn't much different. The core concept is there, except the interaction is just in a stark contrast to family when you're reacting with them. Because when interacting with society, you interact more as an individual than as a family in most cases. And this is because society also typically looks at you and only you when judging or such. And so, the individual views society typically as a collective and not a group of individual peoples, more as one whole unit. And the individual mostly notices trends and widespread changes rather than individual people's lives. And so it's the indiv's duty to adhere to at least some of these trends. Conformity is key here. It doesn't conflict and ruin the flow of society. And conformity means following laws, too, not just social norms like you probably expect. And additionally, you're expected to be generally upstanding, polite to strangers, being courteous, treating others how you want to be treated. And that's the individual's role. But then, what is it that your family and society are to do for you? Which also is fairly simple in my book. For family, it's much the same in the other respect. Yeah, they act as a support, care for the individual, respect and stand up for them. It's no different, only this time they're rallied together and there's more of them. Society, however, is less friendly in typical fashion. Their job, or its job, rather, is to facilitate you leading a life you can live. And this doesn't mean one you want to live, but one you can live. So having a job, owning property, being yourself in most cases, etc., is what it's obligated to do. But aside from just letting you exercise your rights given to you by the government, there is nothing else society is obligated from letting you do. They can annoy you on purpose because they don't agree with you, which can eventually lead to harassment, but that's besides the point. Society's responsibility to the individual is limited to following the law, and other than that, it's actually fair game.